Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. I don't know about you, but I love hearing and seeing how God is at work in opening doors and opening people's hearts to the gospel, especially in seeing how God is at work in the lives of children and drawing them to Himself and revealing to them the truth of the gospel. Just this past month, God opened the doors to start a new after-school GNUs club in another elementary school here in Peoria, Illinois. How God brought all this together was truly a God thing. In fact, it reminded me like the story of the Macedonian call in the book of Acts, where God clearly directed the Apostle Paul to come over here to a certain area in Macedonia to preach the gospel to the people living there, which is today modern-day Greece. Some mission scholars even say that this simple turn of direction by the Apostle Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, kept the gospel from staying just in the Asia area only and opened the door to the spread of the gospel into Europe and eventually the whole Western world. Today I want to share with you about our recent come over here experience that we had in CEF involving God opening doors to start an after-school GNUs club here in Illinois. About 2 months ago, one of our volunteers who teaches in another GNUs club came over to talk to me, and she told me that the principal of an elementary school came up and talked to her after church and gently asked her this question. He said, "When do I get a GNUs club in my school?" When I heard that, I was just taken back because I remembered that I had heard about the school for a long time through the years, through the grapevine, that it would be a great potential for an open door in starting an after-school GNUs club one day. But the problem was that we never had the volunteers or a local church to adopt the school, so I did the easiest thing possible. I just forgot about it, and I never did anything about it either. But when I heard what the principal had said to this volunteer, I began to feel even more a bit red-faced when I discovered that this same principal goes to my local church. Now, my only plea in all this is just plain ignorance, because the church that I go to is a big church with over 1,400 people attending, and I just didn't know that. But if this was not reason enough to move me to action, I had one of my CEF board members also come and tell me almost the exact same thing, word for word, that the door was wide open for a GNUs club in that particular school. It was like God was putting up a huge neon sign and painting big, bright red arrows circling around it saying, "Come over here." How could we possibly ignore that? After I talked to our staff, we began putting the word out, and in no time at all, God quickly brought together several seasoned CEF volunteers who were already serving in various GNUs clubs in this area. About the same time when God was bringing together our team, one of our staff knew a friend who was a retired school teacher, and this retired school teacher, she agreed to not only to help us with this new club, but also she said she would be willing to go and talk to her church and her leadership to adopt this school for the GNUs club long term, maybe even to continue next fall. Well, praise the Lord. And after we got everything set with our volunteers, I then called the principal and I asked him if we could come to his school to get a GNUs club started even this spring before the end of the school year. He was very excited and he was so glad that I called and was very appreciative and was so glad that we could come. But then as we were talking, he realized that there was a slight problem. He had no classroom space available for the club to meet in right now. And that was because the school was in the middle of doing their required testing that they needed to do, and all the available classroom spaces at the end of the day were taken. But he told me he would get back to me just as soon as he could and just to see what he could do. About a week later, the principal called me and told me everything was all set, because he said that he had sent out an email to his teachers and one of his teachers volunteered her classroom for the after-school GNUs club to meet in. We then sent out to the principal all the necessary forms that we do with all of our GNUs clubs, the building usage form, the certificate of liability insurance, and so forth, and also the permission slips that was sent out to the children for the parents to sign them up so they could be able to come to club. And on that very first day of club, let me tell you what God did. God filled the room, and we had 24 children who came. But that's not the end of the story. Almost as soon as we walked into the building, we had several teachers who came up to us and personally thanked us for coming to their school. Many of the teachers also gladly stepped in to help us with making sure that all the children were where they were supposed to be and they had all their permission slips and everything was all set for them to come to GNUs Club. And we even had one teacher who chased down a child for us who was getting onto the school bus instead of coming to the GNUs Club that day. Well, that's just amazing. And that's like a totally unheard of for us because teachers are so busy after school at dismissal time, they don't have to do any of that to help us. And also the school administration office was so very helpful in all that they did for us. Then when it was time to start the club, we met the teacher who volunteered her classroom, and we soon learned her backstory and her amazing connection with Child Evangelism Fellowship. She told us that her grandmother had taught CEF Good News Clubs in the state of Wisconsin where she had grown up, and so she knew all about CEF and Good News Clubs and had even attended Good News Clubs when she was a child. We were just blown away, and we were amazed at all that God had done. Not only did God open a principal's heart to desire to have a Good News Club, but God also had placed a Christian school teacher right in that same public school who had grown up knowing all about CEF and the Good News Club, and when she heard about the need, she gladly threw the doors wide open to host the after-school Good News Club in her classroom after school. But not only did the teacher volunteer her room, she also stayed throughout the whole club, and she also helped us as well in any way she could with a set up or anything else that we needed. But that's still not the end of the story. On that first day of club, before it began, I met a little boy in the hallway who was like 7 or 8 years of age, and he was supposed to come into the club, but it was clear that he was a little uneasy about coming in, and he just kept asking and was wondering where his mom was at and if his mom knew where he was going. So I walked him down to the school office, and the secretary kind of had his number, and she assured him that he would be fine and sent him back to the club. But the next time I saw him before the club began, he was standing outside the door with tears just streaming down his face, talking with his mom outside and saying he didn't want to go in. And as I was standing there trying to figure out what I could do to help, his mom spoke to him in a loving and assuring voice and gently asked him to try it just once for 1 hour, and she promised she'd be back in 1 hour to pick him up, and she then encouraged him to go in to learn about Jesus and to have fun. And so the little boy said, okay, and then he wiped his tears, and then he went into the club, and he joined the other kids, and everything was fine. The club that we had on that first day was all about Easter, as an Easter theme. So the lesson and everything that we did with the children from beginning to end was all about the Lord Jesus, who Jesus is, why Jesus came, and what Jesus gives to all who believe on him, the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life. When the gospel message and the salvation invitation was clearly given by our staff, this little boy was one of two children who jumped up right away to come back and talk with someone more about Jesus. I volunteered myself to be one of the counselors, but I had to grab someone else's Bible because in all this hubbub and getting ready for the club that day, I forgot to bring my Bible. And so I went back and I talked with the little boy since I'd already talked to him before club. And I asked him the question. I said, well, why did you want to come back and talk with me? And I'll never forget what he said. He said, I want to learn more about Jesus and understand how he could believe, like really believe that Jesus died on the cross for his sins and arose again, and how he could have his sins forgiven and have eternal life like the teacher was talking about that day. What an awesome question for a child to ask. It almost doesn't get any better than that. And that day, he and I, we just had a sweet time of counseling together in God's Word. We looked up several scripture verses talking about the authority of Scripture, that all Scripture is given by God, is inspired by God, is God-breathed, and about Jesus' death and resurrection, that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried and rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. We also talked about who Jesus is, why Jesus came, and what Jesus did for us that no one else can ever do to take the punishment for our sins, and how we need to trust in Jesus and in Jesus alone for the forgiveness of our sins and the gift of eternal life. And that day, the same little boy who at first did not even want to come into the Good News Club believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And now that definitely does not get any better than that, this side of heaven. After the club and the children were dismissed, we circled around together as a team to pray for the children, to pray for the club, and to pray for one another. And guess who closed us in prayer? Yes, it was that same teacher who had grown up in a CEF Good News Club from another state who offered for us to use her classroom when the need was made known to her, and she prayed for the children and also gave the closing prayer. We praise the Lord for all that God had done, not only because God opened the door to the school and opened the classroom door to hold the after-school Good News Club in, but because God also opened the door of this little boy's heart to the gospel and caused him to respond to the truth of God's word and to trust in Christ alone as his Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's almost all I can say looking back, seeing just a glimpse from this side of heaven how God strung all these events and his people together in one long unbroken strand, all to accomplish his will and for his glory. On the second week, I wasn't able to go to club, but my staff who went told me that we now have 28 children enrolled, and the principal is also going to move us to the library for the remaining weeks of club after the school spring break so that we have more room and perhaps even more children can come. At a recent staff meeting, the staff told me that even though a lot of the children who go to this club are church children, there are several children in there who are unchurched and almost have no knowledge or very low understanding of the Bible and have probably never even heard the gospel before. One mother even came up to our staff and thanked our team for being there so that the child that she has in her temporary care can also come to the club and hear the gospel message. Again, we praise the Lord for all that God has done and what He will yet do all through this one after-school Good News Club that the Lord directed us to start, all for His glory and for His praise. From beginning to end, in just these first couple weeks of Good News Club, we have seen just a tiny glimpse of God's absolute sovereignty and salvation in drawing His precious sheep unto Himself as all part of God's perfect plan. These open doors and open hearts are amazing to see and watch unfold, but it really shouldn't catch us by surprise because God has said that this is what He would do in His word all along. In Matthew 18, it tells us, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus describes Himself as a good shepherd who had moved heaven and earth and who had literally come from heaven to earth, all to save even one of the Father's precious lost sheep that the Father has given to the Son. Matthew 18, 12 and 13 says, "How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray." Why would the Lord Jesus do all of this just to save one lost little sheep? The Lord Jesus tells us in the very next verse. Matthew 18:14, which is Child Evangelism Fellowship's theme verse for all these years, tells us the reason plainly. "Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." What God does when it comes to the salvation of His lost sheep is simply amazing, and it's a total God thing that God does every step of the way. Recently, I memorized a verse I read in 2 Thessalonians to remind me of the absolute biblical truth of God's sovereignty and salvation, and that salvation is of the Lord from beginning to end. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13 and 14 says, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto He called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." These verses make it abundantly clear that salvation is of the Lord. But God also at the same time chooses to work through us, His people, in calling those whom He has chosen to salvation by declaring to them the message of the gospel that we boldly proclaim. How God puts all this together from beginning to end, His will, our will, and the will of others, and causes us to believe the truth and also to be a proclaimer of His truth, I have no idea this side of heaven, and we may never know. But we do know that this is true, for salvation is of the Lord from beginning to end. On our side, as proclaimers of the gospel and as sent out laborers in the Lord's harvest field, it is simply a privilege and a pure joy to partner together with God and be a small part of walking through these open doors that God has clearly given, that He has orchestrated and ordained by His divine hand. It's an awesome thing to behold, seeing hearts unfold and open like flowers before Him when the simple gospel message is proclaimed, heard, and received because salvation is of the Lord. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week as we continue to seek and to walk through all the open doors that God places before us every day in our lives, and as we continue to serve Him and make His name known to the future generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.